everyone. I'm Jackie Schimmel, writer and creator of blog-turned-podcast The Bitch Bible. Every once in a while, I like to freshen up this podcast with a penile perspective. I don't know why I said that. That is so aggressive. And today, we have three sets of balls in the building. I don't know what I was on when I wrote
Why
I swear to God. Because I have balls.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Internal balls.
The biggest balls of all.
I might have the biggest balls here, I'm not
going
to lie.
I'm going in for a second. That's all I want. So I can
we can do a contest after we're done recording this. Please welcome Amir Blumenfield and Jake Hurwitz from Lonely and Horny.
Hello.
Thank you. Woo.
Thank you for having us.
I love having guys on the podcast.
With a penile perspective.
With a penile perspective. I might rename this podcast the Penile Perspective.
There should at least be a spinoff.
Yeah, you guys should have a spinoff.
I'd love that, yeah.
I love an alliteration, I gotta tell you.
Tell me about it.
I'm gonna tell you about it. So, Lonely and Horny, tell me about it.
It's a show on Vimeo. Jake and I made 10 episodes.
Cool.
It's about myself trying to navigate the tricky dating waters of 2016. And it's sort of based on all these people that have written into our podcast because we have an advice show. Mm-hmm. So we've been cultivating this idea of what a clueless individual would look like if all these people were one terrible human.
And that's you?
And that's my character.
Oh, wow. That must be...
Every bad thing we've ever heard about anyone, we rolled into one person.
So you must be a real fucking nightmare.
I try to be an endearing nightmare.
Okay. I find that most nightmares are endearing.
Yeah. I'm not like a huge, angry...
Asshole.
Like, I don't have a face that you want to punch.
No, you don't have a face I want to punch. Just personally.
Yeah, I'm a little cute little squirrel gopher man that is very misunderstood.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's sweet. And what's your character?
He's just this dick.
Okay.
No, I play...
So are you lonely and you're horny?
No.
You both lonely and horny?
I'm both lonely and horny, and then Jake plays somebody else entirely.
And what about in real life? Are you lonely and or horny?
In real life, I think everybody is always both. But I think that
disagree.
The most base human emotions are like even when you're in a relationship, you can still be lonely and horny occasionally.
That's true.
You return to those things. I think people like sort of find ways to not stay lonely and horny. But I think everybody is a little bit.
We are all lonely and horny.
It's pretty fucking deep, guys. Yeah. I like it. Are you guys single, by the way?
I'm not.
You're not. Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. Say hi at thebitchbible.com. Anytime someone comes on that's single, I like to set them up. Emu single, by the way.
You sound like my mommy.
Are you guys both Jews?
I am.
You're a Jew. I get the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's...
My name is Amir Shmuel Blumenfeld, so I don't know where you picked that up.
I'm very intuitive, I gotta say. Well, Emu single, and she loves white Jewish guys.
She's also Jewish, right?
Yes, she's a Jewish Asian.
Very rare.
Asian.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how good she is at math? My God.
Oh, my God.
Insane.
She does some accounting on the side.
I bet.
And her bat mitzvah's next month.
Oh, hell yeah.
You guys are invited.
Her theme is accounting.
Rock hard. Look at this. Holy shit. I've never seen anything
like that. Can't get enough.
Did you have a bar mitzvah?
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
I had a bar mitzvah.
What was your theme? Because you can tell everything about a person based on their bar mitzvah.
I'm positive I know your theme.
What is it?
Yes.
Basketball.
No, that's what I wanted my theme to be.
Generic.
Oh, wait, shit. I do know your theme. It was jungle.
Close.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It was nature.
But
my mom chose it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she's like, I'm planning the whole thing.
Was it like the Rainforest Cafe and your reception?
Yeah, it was like a lot of like natural wood, leaves, outdoor, like...
Farm to table.
Yeah, very fresh, very urban radish chic.
Amir's one of the least like nature person.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was based on my name, which is, which means like the top part of a tree, and I was born near Tu B'Shvat, which is the birthday of the trees. So my mom's like, "All right, this is the theme. Now we got to like start there." And
she's like, "Florals are going to be super easy."
Right.
I get it. Like, I get where she came from.
Yeah.
Speaking of lonely and horny,
sure.
The Bachelorette comes back. We're pre-recording this because I'm going to be in the Bahamas.
Hell yeah!
Whoa, for the premiere?
For the premiere.
Are you on the show? Is it in the Bahamas this year?
By the way, it was my plan B. I'm engaged, but
congrats, Mazel
thank
tov.
You, Mazel, thanks.
To a Jew?
No, he's like a faux Jew. He's
a
just going to say he's Jewish. He's kind of nothing.
Oh, you're Jewish?
Yeah.
Interesting, and you went for non-Jew.
Yeah, because he's like, he'll go either way. I mean, if I wanted to be like a Jehovah's Witness, he would probably go with it.
Your kid's Jewish?
Yeah. If they come out of a Jewish vagina, they're automatically...
Full Jew? No celebrating Christmas?
No, I mean, I want to hawk as many gifts as possible. So we'll fucking celebrate Kwanzaa. We'll celebrate anything.
You'll celebrate everything.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm, you know, sketchy like that. Cool. So we're going to dabble in both. But like, you know.
That's like Jake. Jake was half. Or oh, Jake is half.
Yeah, you're a halfsy? Uh-huh. Okay, welcome. We're like all tribe members here. This is great. You too, Emu. Don't forget. So The Bachelorette is coming out Monday. This is coming out Tuesday. So I will not be able to watch it live. I considered changing my flight.
Oh my goodness.
But I was like, not going to do that. No, I'm obsessed with The Bachelor.
Got it.
And The Bachelorette. I like The Bachelor better because I like to see the girls like get slutty and like whip their tits out and like just go for the kill. There's something so satisfying about watching that for me. And
are you like that at all? Are you competitive?
Totally. Oh, I'm like Tanya Harding. Oh, like yeah. If I was on The Bachelor, all the worst villains would be me, but I would be even better because I would befriend everybody.
Oh.
Stab them in the back.
And just, I would be manipulating the shit out of that show. I would be the best Bachelor contestant there ever was.
I could see you like really booking that, like based on the interview alone.
Yeah.
They would want you on the show.
Oh my God. I would be golden. It was my plan B. Like I said, like I was going to be the Bachelorette or just the best Bachelor contestant of all time.
So which one's premiering on Monday?
On Monday, it's the Bachelorette. So it's a lot of guys. A
lot of dudes.
Lots of lonely and horny bastards, and there's 26 of them. I look at this show kind of like mathematically because I like to go and look at all their photos first and read their bios, see what they do for a living, see where they're from, see their height, like see how they like take a glamour shot because they do take glamour shots. It's the gayest thing you've ever seen in your whole fucking life. And that's not offensive because it is. Look it up. BBC.com.
Are they all hot or is some of them like nerdy hipster cool?
Okay, so this year there is a very serious blend of guys. We've got plenty of diversity hires, if you know what I mean. Like, too many.
Whoa. wow. It's like enough is enough. I mean, there's affirmative action and then there's this. I mean, shit.
It's like ABC doth protest too much. Yeah. Like, you sprinkle in a few.
Yeah.
But they're trying too hard. It's like, we know.
Right. We get it. We got the memo. Blackish is doing well.
Right. I mean, but they're overdoing it. It's like they're overselling the diversity.
But as long as The Bachelorette's still white, correct?
Oh.
Yes.
Come on. Don't even.
Put that seat out there. That's the kernel of truth at the center of it all,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. It's got to be a vanilla donut. You can have chocolate sprinkles, but at the same time, let's relax.
That is so
back.
True. It's so true.
Oh,
you okay?
Emu's dying. Emu is dead.
Emu's dying.
All right. Well, we tried.
Yeah. No. So we were looking yesterday. Emu sent it to me. And I was like, okay, I got to like do my research here because I don't like to go in blind. I don't like to give people the time to defend themselves with a personality or like being really smart or like being really caring. Yeah. I don't give a fuck
gut
about
instinct.
Any of that. Aesthetics. Yeah, that's cool. That's what The Bachelor and Bachelorette is. It's totally. Just like a pretty competition. So JoJo's hot. Bachelorette. I have a picture here for you.
Oh, yes, please.
I have notes, you guys. This is her. She's cute, right? We call her Isla Fisher.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
I mean, she's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She looks like a beauty
pageant.
Who's this?
I like this guy, Chris Harrison, for her. Is that crazy? I know he's the host.
But they would be cute together.
Has he ever, like, sort of submitted himself for...
I mean, he has had to try to penetrate one of the contestants.
I would think so. If not The Bachelorette, then, like, during The Bachelor when he's, like, consoling somebody, I would imagine.
Oh, my God. It's the perfect time to go in for the kill. Like, oh, you just got dumped. Do you want to go back to my place?
He's only in it for the runoff. Is he married?
No, he's divorced.
Oh, a divorcee.
I wonder why.
Hello? I mean, it's like... Surrounded by all these girls.
All right, but JoJo is
definitely JoJo cute. Like a sweet talking Southern belle, or is she like an abrasive Northeastern lady? Is she a chill West Coast?
Is she type
babe?
A, type B? Is she?
I would say she's type B. She's kind of cool. She's like more chill.
So you can actually be friends with her. You feel like?
I feel like I could be like me personally.
Yeah,
I think I could be friends with her. She seems kind of cool.
And I'm looking at the dudes right now. They're all pretty.
Who's the Santa Claus? That's what I need to know. Because that guy needs to fucking get out of the house.
So strange.
It's so bizarre. And there's a man in a skirt.
Oh, that's
there's
a
guy
kilt.
In the tan suit. Is that the person who won?
No, like, but they look pretty cute
It really
together.
Seems like it. Yeah. Doesn't that look like their wedding photo?
Right. So they're all wearing, two people wearing tan and everyone else is wearing blue and black.
Let's go to the photos with names. Okay. So right. I just want any standouts for you. We've got Ali, clearly a diversity hire.
I mean, he's hot. He looks like a Middle Eastern man.
A
Middle Eastern John Stamos.
That dude is all eyebrows and no forehead. Next, I'm talking about
very
Christian.
Peter Gallagher.
Yeah. These guys all have great teeth.
I think Christian is he's cut from stone. I think he's
black
beautiful.
Stone.
Insane. Yeah.
Soapstone.
All these guys.
Brandon
are...
looks like a magician.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah. Brandon. In the worst way possible.
Brandon looks like. Who does he look like that grew up?
Taron Noah Smith.
Yes.
From,
yeah. He looks like
the youngest Home Improvement son.
Yeah.
All
had grown
up.
He has a rapey vibe for me. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I think all of these guys have sort of a rapey vibe inherently because it's 26 guys surrounding.
Okay, let's talk about Coley or whatever the fuck his name is. He looks like a ginger shy LaBeouf.
Oh yeah,
I can see that.
He's got a that is the dictionary definition of a shit eating grin. That's
yeah,
what he
he's
has.
An asshole. I hate him already.
Wait, scroll
I don't
up
like
a bit.
A single person from this.
What about
thing
Chad?
Except for
what
Christian.
Do we think about Chad?
Chad is the perfect Chad. I mean, you describe a Chad. That's Chad.
He's
I like.
Definitely, Chad is a woodworker. Would you guys say that Chad is a woodworker?
Yes.
What's Chad what is Quincy. His what is his job?
Let's click, shall we? Oh, it's gonna be something douchey. Chad's a fuckboy.
He's 28. All these guys are fucking huge.
Oh,
he's a luxury real estate agent.
That means real estate agent, and
yeah, exactly.
He's just renting people apartments on Zillow, I guarantee
you. Pretty much. Okay, this is what Chad said in his interview. This is why we hate him.
What is your greatest achievement to date? Being born and good looking. Oh, sorry. Being born good looking.
You guys, this is a real thing. This is not a joke. This is what he fucking said.
That's actually not an achievement.
How about this? All-time favorite movies, The Notebook. Don't make fun of me. Go kill yourself, Chad. I hate him so much. Any guy that says that their favorite movie is The Notebook is a fucking dirty liar. Like, right. I hate him. I hate him so much.
What's your favorite movie?
Field of Dreams.
Oh my God, you asshole. Go kill yourself. That's worse than The Notebook.
Just walk out into the cornfield and disappear.
What's your favorite movie?
I like The Notebook. I like, I would say White Man Can't Jump is my favorite. Hey, there's a contestant named Jake.
Okay, what about Grant? Grant and Jake are definitely having chocolate butt sex in the shower.
Oh,
the
you
mansion.
Think they're two homosexuals?
You think Grant's a little...
They are homos.
Metro?
I mean, Metro's putting it nicely. I think that they're completely gay. And I think Evan, the fire crotch with the little, like, side-swept bang.
Yeah. Evan is pretty strange looking. He looks like he's a villain from Game of Thrones that they put in a V-neck.
Now, this is an interesting row right here is the Jameses. So there's James F., James S., and then there's just James Taylor, which is the name of James Taylor, the musician.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Yeah, why? So everyone has an initial except for
with a
James
Jerry
Taylor.
Girl, James Taylor. With
he's the one who should hide his last name the most.
It's James T.
James Taylor looks like a sweet boy. He's got a bad haircut, but I like him, actually.
When you're down and troubled. James F. has the worst hair, right? That widow's peak? That like it looks like it's blending
into
his forehead.
He looks like Dracula.
He's Jewish, for sure.
No, don't insult me like that.
The big ears,
the
big schnoz.
No, it's not a bad thing. I mean, just look at him.
I don't know any Jewish Jameses.
He's got those little paella things.
Oh, you're right.
Paella? Peyote?
Oh, my God.
There's no such thing as a Jewish James. Let that be the pull quote from this episode.
That's actually very true. I fucked up big time on that one. Okay, so I have some mathematical equations to help us
pick. Wait, don't turn that away. Keep browsing. I love Luke. Look at it. It looks like somebody took Jordan and pinched his face together.
Wait, you have to...
Does Luke not look like a Photoshop?
He does. But I want you both to pick. Just keep looking and pick who you think's going to win.
Okay.
Just based aesthetically. I'm going to give you guys some statistics to help you draw your conclusion. First of all, there are 8 diversity hires. So we can immediately count them out.
Okay.
Okay, because they're not going to win. This is just the truth. It's not rude. It's the truth.
It's 2016, so I wouldn't count them out completely out.
No, they're out. I'm telling you, I watched
diversity
a lot of seasons
hire,
of this
diversity
show.
Husband. You
diversity
gotta...
fired.
Diversity fired, exactly. We've got Ali out, Christian, Derek, Grant, Jake, Jonathan the Asian, Peter, who's slightly Mexican, I think, and Wells, who could be Cuban, who's very hot, by the way, but they're out. It's not going to work. So we could just
this is like
that.
A modern day Guess Who.
It's like Guess Who, exactly.
I'm going to say Bill wins. He's got an egghead. He's got an orange goatee. I'm talking about Guess Who, not The Bachelorette
at
this point.
Wait, Bill? I don't have him on my phone.
No, I am talking about the game. I'm talking about the game Guess Who, not The Bachelorette
I was like,
anymore.
Who's Will? Then we've got 11 gingers. They're not going to win.
What are you talking about 11?
You're talking about James Taylor being a ginger?
We have full gingers. We've got half gingers, which is Chase, Jordan, and Nick.
Where's the full ginger?
Full gingers would be Coley, Evan, James Taylor, Nick B, and
James
Vinny.
James Taylor! Insane that they have his full name.
It's kind of maybe it's a hyphenated name. Maybe that's his
winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you gotta do is call.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is so musical. Pick who you think's gonna win. Let's do it.
I know who's gonna win.
Tell me.
It's Christian, my black stallion.
Are you okay, you're gonna...
I really do, because I think
he does have a good face.
Yeah, and I think he's light-skinned enough for the folks in the Midwest to easily digest it.
Yeah.
For a major...
I think it's time.
He's the Obama. He's the Obama of The Bachelor.
Are you gonna agree with him, or are you gonna pick somebody else?
I'll pick somebody else, just because
I
too
appreciate
diversity.
They didn't let any of these guys wear their own clothes for these shots.
They're all wearing pastel
V-necks. That's why it's extra hard for me to decide.
I know, it is kind of hard. This is just like the most generic guess.
I've been having... Sorry, who did you pick? Are you saving it? Don't tell us until after Amira goes, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to say. I just picked very randomly. I changed my mind last minute. Who do you think?
All right, I'll eliminate Jonathan right off the bat.
The one Asian
dude
guy.
Looks like
Asian
a villain
in
an Asian movie.
Yeah.
Wells is kind of like a cool dude with a sweet attitude. I'm
a fan
of Wells.
Until you find out that he's a radio DJ, bro.
I know. He is a radio DJ, and he's got lots of patches on his denim jacket.
Yeah.
Which is kind of concerning.
But I like, he's at least differentiating himself from the crowd. Like, there's so many Chads and Chrises and Derricks and Grants that, like, if you want something different, you want.
Like, I'm edgy. I'm a radio DJ. I'm going to put a denim jacket on with some fucking patches on it.
Why don't you go to the Wells and stay with Wells?
You know what? Because I actually wrote him out as a diversity.
You are stretching it so thin, I can no longer see it.
No,
Wells
is
a diversity? Because
he has
brown hair?
From Italy.
he's an eighth Sicilian.
No, I take it back. Wells is off the list. I think he could be a contender, and I also think Robbie. Robbie kind of fits the mold.
Dude, it was between Robbie and Christian, but let me tell you why I didn't pick Robbie. It's because I looked at his job. And he
former
competitive swimmer. Like, honestly, dude, if he's not Michael Phelps or Ryan Lochte, then I don't think he really competitively swam. You know?
Yeah.
You know what he is, Ryan
mean?
Lochte.
Oh, he is Ryan.
Yeah,
Lochte?
He's Ryan Lochte.
All right, that's pretty good.
Actually. He also looks. I think Robbie's the dumbest guy.
Do you think so?
I see his eyes and then nothing behind it. I'm seeing right through it. I can see the back of the wall.
Oh, ooh, harsh.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Look,
so
what is your favorite
three.
Flower? What is flower? I don't get what that question is. I mean, like, he doesn't even
is
know how to answer
that. Is that a real answer?
Well, that would have been funny.
Oh, my God. That's, yeah. He's
Wait,
like,
so
whole wheat.
You picked Robbie?
I'm picking Robbie. Yeah. I'm picking Robbie. So we've got Robbie, Wells, and Christian.
Christian's going all the way.
Please.
Wells
okay.
is getting rejected on Monday. Now I'm going to fucking watch the
See,
show.
See, now you're
going to How dare you do that to me?
See, that's the whole point of this game. The whole point of this
You
game.
Turned it into a gambling thing, which sort of piques my interest. You turn it into
a math
thing.
Well, that's what
The
Bachelor and Bachelorette is. It's like you got to like make a poll and
it's
you got
March
pick.
Madness meets fantasy basketball.
But then the show's like 2 hours long.
Guess who?
Thank God.
They stretch that out so much. It's crazy.
When it goes off the air, it's such a void in my social life. I don't even know what to tell you. Like,
that's like when basketball season's over for me. And then I turn on SportsCenter just like, the Blue Jays are playing the Orioles, and I'm like, I feel nothing. I feel emptiness right now.
Welcome to my fucking world for the past couple months.
But how long is the Bachelor season? Is it shorter or longer than NBA?
Longer. Well, there's just more of them. They do The Bachelor, then they do The Bachelorette, then they do Bachelor in Paradise. It's like a whole
thing.
They
do recap, then they do
the pre-cap, the recap, the mid-roll, the post-roll. We're talking, we're laughing, we're having fun.
Now we're podcasting. Yeah, exactly.
Hi, this is Wells. We are talking to you live from Los Angeles, California.
We gotta get Wells on this shit. I mean, assuming he
doesn't
get
It seems like you could really easily get a Bachelor or Bachelorette contestant. Have you had one on the show before?
We were supposed to have Lace, who is the crazy girl.
Oh, my God.
And she was doing... I mean, it was pretty ridiculous. She was, like, putting us in touch with her publicist, and I don't want to talk about The Bachelor. And I'm like, what? Why
what else
the
are you?
Fuck would you come on this podcast if you don't want to talk about The Bachelor? Yeah, and then her star fizzled. So we're
of course.
We're
and now
over
she's
her.
Like, hey, I'll talk about The Bachelor now.
Yeah.
Now
we're
good.
Like, yeah, we're over you, Lace. You're done. You're a thing of the past. Sorry. Love you, Lace.
Get out of my Lace.
Twitter.
I'll
okay. So since we just judged blindly people based on their looks.
Yeah.
Me and Emu were talking about this earlier. What would you rate me on a scale of 1 to 10 if you saw me at a bar?
8.
That's nice.
Thanks.
And keep it, I'm not wearing any makeup, and okay. I have a hair mask.
Are you wearing makeup right now?
I'm wearing bronzer.
Okay.
And but nothing else.
But at the bar, you have a...
Let's say I have, like... We were talking about this, because I think it's really important to know, like, where you stand in life, just aesthetically, because yeah. personality, you can, you know, it goes up, it goes down.
Sure.
You're in a good mood, you're right. in a bad mood.
Totally.
But your face is your base.
Because it's all about your face. It's your base. No trouble.
Because sometimes the face opens the door.
Absolutely. Okay? The face right. is the first thing people see when they look at your face.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about this earlier because I was like, what would you consider yourself, Emu? What would you consider yourself like on your worst day, on your best
yeah,
day?
Yeah, everybody's a range. So like I your consider range. Myself a 5 to 7. So like I can look pretty bad sometimes if I'm like, you know, I have a mouth guard in, my face is puffy, I'm
totally.
Not too great, and I'm kind of stinky. Mm-hmm. But then if I like clean myself up, wear right. nice clothes, go out, I can like get up to like a 7.5, which
and
is
then
enough
the
for
average
me.
Would be 6.
Yeah.
Which I think you're higher than a 6.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Obviously, I have to give out my rating as lower so that it's people
so you stay
likable? Me.
Yeah, right, yeah. exactly. So, no, I think it's good to rate yourself and then ask people around and then kind of just do the averages of all those numbers. Because I think I could look really good when I've got like a full Joyce Bonicelli beat on my face.
Maybe your theoretical max is 9.
Oh, I don't. I think that's pushing it.
Everyone's max is a 10. Your total 10.
Okay, that's really nice. I feel yeah, like that,
that
was disingenuous.
That doesn't ring true, right?
Of course, everybody at home just like sort of shut me up. Like, oh, what a fucking ass.
Yeah, he's not please. Being honest. Never
what would
mind.
You rate yourself?
Me?
Yeah,
I think
both
I also
of you.
Have, I would give myself, when I'm peaking, I'm an 8, I think.
Okay, that's good. That's I think anything, if you can give yourself above a 7, you've got good yeah. self-esteem.
It's also like who you're standing next. Like, are we standing next to fucking Christian, that guy who's like chiseled out of marble?
Or next
no,
to fucking
you're
Emu
alone.
Or some shit.
I mean, no offense, but Christ.
I'm
no,
just kidding. You're 9.
Emu, hey, girl.
Yeah.
So, no, you have to just put yourself, there's no comparison. This is just in the world, base, face, what you consider yourself.
With no
at my best or my worst or in the middle?
Let's do
average?
At your best. At your best, you're a 7, you said.
Yeah.
And at your best, you're an 8.
I think at my best, I'm an 8.
Okay. Do you want to do it, add any decibels, like 8.4?
7.5. Give me a 7.5.
I'm going to give you 7.5.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm gonna boost you both up 0.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If I was allowed to do decimals, I probably would have brought myself to a 7.9.
Oh, you want to go down.
That's likable. Very, yeah. very likable.
Right, but
you.
I think our
nice.
Personality
strategic.
Gives us a little extra credit.
No, personality is not part of this.
I think personality comes through at a bar. Like, if I walked into a bar and you, I imagine you're like...
Oh, no, I'm horrible at a bar. I'm the resting bitch face. Like, look at
really?
Nobody.
I was picturing you sort of like glowing, buying shots for a group of friends.
Oh.
And like, you're laughing. And yeah. I'm like, oh, that's the girl I want to talk to.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, since I've been in a relationship, I'm much more like... vivacious out and about.
Totally, you have nothing to lose.
Because I have nothing to lose, and I just want people to come up to me. Like, I'm looking for it. And I tell him, too. Like, I want right. that to happen.
Yeah, I want you to get into a fight with someone who's trying to pick me up.
He doesn't give a flying fuck. He's like, oh, there she goes.
Doesn't
but it
care
makes...
about Christmas. Doesn't care about Hanukkah.
Fucking asshole, Andrew.
Dude's a saltine.
Yeah, total.
I mean,
total
geez.
Saltine. Total. No, but it makes me feel good
He's
about myself.
He's a regular
myself.
James Taylor.
He's James Taylor minus the Jerry curl, the ginger Jerry curl.
So funny. James G, James F, and James Taylor.
I think that I want people listening to this right now to look in the mirror and just give yourself a number.
Wait,
and
what do you think you are?
I think I'm like an, I mean, it's hard to say because I can look really good and really bad, like within 24 hours. Like things
yeah.
go up, things
you
go down.
You know what? I think girls have a wider range because there's more alterations to be had.
Totally.
Like I can't do much. I put my glasses on and I
yeah.
cut my hair in a cool way and I hope for the best.
Right. You
You've
guys...
got a lot more hair. You've got like makeup. You can mm-hmm. do, you can like put on eyebrows and eyelashes and all that.
Totally.
I guess I could theoretically do that too, but.
That would be weird.
It sort of goes towards detracting my number.
That would be, yeah, that would bring you lower. You
yeah.
in an outfit, a girl, you whip your tits out, whatever you got to do. I
wish
mean,
I had
a lot.
Tits that I could whip out. I don't have any like body
You
part
could get
that,
them.
Like,
I don't think you'd have big tits, though.
I don't mean, like, I want, like, a body part that I could really accentuate that everybody is like, oh, fuck, look, that guy has nice.
Right.
Yeah, but you can, I mean, guys, like, they can work out, they can, like,
I don't think I can ever be as big as, like, Robbie in those, like, I can't, I'm not gaining 60 pounds of muscle.
Keep in mind, Robbie is going on a fucking competition show to fight with 26 other guys for a girl.
No, yeah, that makes me feel better, but at the same time, I really want Robbie's Bobby.
He's not a competitive swimmer anymore. I mean, he's a 6'1" competitive swimmer. I'm sorry, he has no reach, he has no stretch, he's not going to beat anybody to the...
I'm also 5'11", which is, like, I can't be that hot if you're under 6 feet.
That's not true. No, 5'10 and above is perfect.
No, you can't. Who's a 10 that's 5'10? Like, I feel like 10's Zac are 6'4".
Oh, I hate Zac Efron.
I think he's...
You don't think
he's... I think he's 5'9", actually. I swear to God, I feel so strongly about
that
this.
That what?
Zac Efron and Ryan Reynolds. Nothing. I cannot stand them. I don't think they're...
Well, those, you're not talking about their physicality. You're talking about their personality.
No, I'm talking physicality.
I don't think Ryan Reynolds is... that cute. You sort of have like a pinched together face that's like really smushed.
Yes, yes. And
what about Gosling though?
I mean,
Gosling's a fucking dream. And see, Gosling is five. He's not 5'10". Gosling is like 6'2".
No way. He's got to be shorter than
that. I think he's 5'10".
6'0". Okay, whatever.
Six. He's still got that six. You got to hit the six.
But I mean, who knows how true that is?
Exactly. Yeah, I lie about my height all the time. I say I'm 5'8". I'm not fucking 5'8".
How tall are you? 5'6"?
5'7". Maybe 5'6".
Tom Hardy's 5'9".
Tom Hardy is 5'9", and he is a fucking dream.
Yeah, but you see what he has to, like, combat? Like, he's got the best body.
How tall is Leo?
Leo 6.
Really?
Leo is not 6.
Yeah, no chance.
And Matt Damon are 5'10".
Oh, all right.
Oh, I love Matt Damon.
Damon
love
is kind of sneaky, borderline, maybe unattractive.
No, he's sneaky hot, Damon. Because most people would say, I ask my girlfriends this all the time, I'm like, Matt Damon or Ben Affleck? I always say Damon. Always,
yeah,
always,
Damon,
always.
For sure.
For sure.
Affleck is so standard. Yeah. Damon's got like a... I like Damon's look a lot. I mean, Damon in... this is becoming pretty. The... What is it? It's the Rainmaker?
Yeah.
What movie where he plays... What the fuck are you talking about?
The Rainmaker. The Lawyer.
He plays a lawyer.
I missed that one, guys.
It came out in 1997.
You
so
should
maybe
watch it. He is fucking beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
Damon or Affleck?
Damon.
You think Rainmaker is peak Damon?
I think Good Will Hunting's probably peak Damon.
No,
that was 20 years ago.
Too boyish. I think Departed is peak Damon.
What about Bald Born Damon?
Oh, I'm bald, into that too.
See, that's hard to do.
He was bald in Elysium. He wasn't bald.
Did you guys see Ben Affleck's penis in Gone Girl?
Oh, I think. Oh, wait.
Yes, his penis is in that movie, guys.
I saw it in on an airplane.
It's a side schlong, yeah.
And it's all
a little,
soft.
Just
you don't
the
really
tip.
Know anything about the guy.
Just the nip.
I paused it though, and I took pictures and I sent it around.
Does is it like a normal sized penis? I don't even know.
I think. I mean, it looks slightly larger. I think it looks bulbous. Is that the word? That's a horrible.
Sure, that's
word.
Why he wanted it in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, if he was, it was girthy. That's right, Girth Brooks. Nice. No one knows what I'm talking about. That was a Real Housewife.
Oh, it is all about the girth.
Is it?
I think it's like, yeah, the specific shape of the girth. Like, where is the girth? Is the girth at the base, in the middle, at the top? You don't want a girthy
penis,
top.
I hate to
base.
Say this to two guys, but penises are pretty fucking gross. It's not all about the girth. They're not.
Vaginas are gross.
Oh,
penises
I think vaginas.
Nice.
No, I think vaginas and penises are very, like, they gross me out.
Vaginas look like aliens. They're like sweating, flappy, meaty, both inside and outside. You can't really tell
the only
where,
thing
like,
that's gross about a vagina, which is why I know I'm not a lesbian, is because it's like inside. You know what I mean? Like, at least like a penis is external, so you can, like, it's just.
It's drier.
It's drier. It's less absorbent.
Can I just. I deeply disagree with both of you guys. Are we
on
the
same page?
You think
they're both beautiful?
Here? Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's
gorgeous.
Nice. Okay. That's sweet. That's deep. Balls are gross. We can all agree that
balls
are fucking
pretty
disgusting.
Gross.
I don't think they're gross. They're just complicated. They're annoying.
Do you think they're complicated?
I think my balls could be beautiful if, like.
They were, like, what, dipped in gold?
No, if, like, if somebody. I think somebody
if they
can
were
have
contoured?
Really. Gosling's probably got amazing balls. Like,
Emu just said a taut ball is cute.
What, you want, like, a tight sack? Like,
ew.
A non-wrinkled scrotum?
Like, yeah, no. Non-wrinkled, like, golden brown peach fuzz ball. Like, I think it's nice.
I've never seen a pair of balls that are, like, even close to being decent.
Well, yeah, my balls are wrinkly and the hair is sort of stringy on them and you can't trim it because you're really nervous.
And they kind
of
sometimes, like,
gonna...
like, morph into one, like a uniball. You know, even though you know there's two, there's just so little, it's like they're webbed.
Yeah. I do have webbed balls.
They are webbed.
Are balls webbed?
Well, I mean, like the sack, you don't have two distinct sacks. It's all like one sack.
See, for the longest time, I thought that they were two like completely detached.
Right, no, they're in the same thing. I mean, you can't.
There's one ball sack.
You correct. Can't change
and two balls.
The,
that's
you,
true.
You can't change the order of them. Like, I couldn't put this ball in the left sack or something.
Well, there's only
see,
one
that's
sack.
That's what I thought for
but
a
yeah,
while.
But I'm saying you can't, like, rearrange the balls at all.
It's not like if you had two, like, real balls, like basketballs, like, in a sports sack, and you could
right.
kind of, like, navigate.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah you have a right ball and a left ball, but the
think,
pouch is one pouch.
Think
of
it as
right and a left
think
side.
Of it as tetherball, not basketball. So it's always attached to a, by a rope to something on that
and by rope, it's, like, the skin.
Yeah. No, no, no. By a rope, it's like the vas deferens that like connect
that
it to the inside
word?
Of your body. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a vasectomy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Those
oh.
are the tubes that you snip.
Whoa, guys. This is like a biology class. I'm so glad we started talking about genitalia. This is so fun. I mean, we really just got off on a tangent there. I don't even remember what the fuck we were talking about.
Wells, I think.
Oh, yes.
His
Wells,
pins.
Ball sacks. Got it. Got it. So... I need, since I have you here, I need to, I'm not going to talk about genitalia anymore. I'm trying to transition out of that conversation.
Fair.
What can a girl do at a bar to spot a fuckboy? This is a very loaded question. People ask me that all the time, like, oh, how do I tell if I'm dating a fuckboy?
Yeah.
Or like, what are the signs? And I'm like, I don't know, just fucking be smarter.
Smell sort of...
Agua de Gio?
Yeah, just like smell like unauthentic, like they're
like
using
a Walgreens
something to smell
cologne.
Something better.
Okay.
Might be a fuckboy
if. Yeah, shiny hair. Shiny
really
hair is always
hair.
Pretty, not very good.
Oh, you know what? I think if he's wearing a necklace.
Oh my God, I totally agree. Man
if I have
accessories?
Any kind.
Yeah. Anything beside a watch and.
What about a leather band? Leather band.
Ugh. Yeah, no way.
Hate it.
Even if you're not, that you might not be a fuckboy, you're just like a terrible human if you're doing that. Like a fucking a cuff.
Yeah.
Why do guys wear cuffs?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. It was like they were in Hollister like 6 years ago, and it's like people thought they were good then and never took it off or
what
something.
What about puka shells?
I mean, that's very old school.
I have a friend that still wears puka
no.
shells, and we are not very
it's
close
possible.
Because of it.
I think that like what you just wear whatever was popular the last time you stopped caring. So, like, maybe, hey, puka shells are cool, and then you stop caring about fashion, and you're just still, like, out of, you know,
but
out
it's
of habit.
Still
you put on
more
the puka
effort
shells.
To wear it than to not wear it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
not
I
mean, if it's already on. Then it's more effort to
take
it off.
Take
but
off
I think
your
about
puka
that
shells.
Just, like, or, like, popping a collar, which is was so popular, like, in 2002 or something, and some people just, like, didn't give up on it.
Yeah, yeah.
They just kept it up.
Oh, God, that's
but I don't
rough.
Know if that makes you a fuckboy. That kind of just makes you a douchebag.
Okay, so
it's
if
a
you're
totally
if a guy's
thing.
At a bar and
classic.
He, yeah. Obviously.
I love it already.
Do you love it already? And he doesn't buy you a drink, but is talking to you and lets you like order a drink and pay for yourself. Is he a fuckboy or is he cheap?
Yeah, I don't think fuckboys there's no real
like fuck
monetary
boys
relationship.
Would buy would want to
yeah,
buy
they're playing the
drinks.
Game.
They're playing
correctly.
The game.
Right.
They do everything think they think they should be doing.
And right. a fuckboy would like watch you get a beer and then say, no, let's take a shot too. You know, like,
oh,
they're probably
trying to expedite.
On the low, get you a little drunk.
Free expedited shipping.
How many drinks do you think a fuckboy is willing to pay for? Like someone they just want to have sex with.
I think unlimited. Yeah.
You think unlimited?
Yeah, it's not about the money.
He says four.
You think it's a four drink like
no.
maximum?
But I
like,
think four is kind of the amount of drinks it would take me to fuck anybody. So
same.
Including a fuck boy.
Yeah.
Right.
You'd blow a fuck boy for four drinks.
I blew a fuck boy for a sip of tequila yeah. and a squirt
and
of
a ham sandwich.
It's good to know. It's good to know. That's another thing people should look at themselves and think, like, how many drinks would I require for wait how do I say this I'm trying I was thinking about this earlier how many drinks would it take me no wait
it's like lowering okay. the bar with every drink I think that's what it is
yeah
so
like
you
how
have
many
high
drinks?
Standards and then like every drink is like I'm willing to
how say, many pegs how many drinks
I think it's one peg per drink let's yeah. say I go out I'm like if I were to quantify humans which I never would it's disgusting
right.
let's
I would.
Say I only want to hook up with eights
yeah
okay.
eight and above Mm-hmm. Then I have a drink. I'm like, oh, I'm a little tipsy. Maybe I can
okay.
go to a seven. three drinks later, all right, four is not looking too bad either.
Because, right.
Like, you know, like
beer
that,
goggles.
Yeah, the rational part of your brain gets numbed by mm-hmm. alcohol, and then like the animalistic part of your brain gets rampant. So it's just like, I gotta eat and fuck tacos and pussy. And
right.
if I can't get one, I'm gonna get the other.
Nice. I don't think that's
I'm a fucking rule a burrito in a Chipotle line. People don't know what's happening. I'm
bone
eight drinks
sober
deep.
Too. But then for me, like, I go out there and I'm like, oh, I'm looking to have sex with like a six and above or a five.
Okay.
And then I have one drink and it's like anybody. It doesn't matter.
Right. You're like, I'll take it.
There's no like mathematical solution because everybody's so different.
Yeah.
That's true.
It depends on your level of loneliness and horniness, even at a sober state before you start.
Bringing it back.
Bringing alcohol
into
it.
New show.
Nice,
and if you go to lonelyandhorny.com,
yeah,
you can watch the first episode for free and then make a decision as to whether or not you want to order the whole series. That's
you should
all
order
ask.
The whole series, guys.
The very Thank least you. You could rate Amir as a 7 through 10 because hey, we know he's not below that.
By the way, I mean, if there's any reason to go watch, it's now you've rated yourself and
yeah.
people should go and see if you guys live up to the 7.9.
I would like to just put myself on the list of like the all the potential bachelors.
Yeah.
You know, just like my picture at the bottom, like
yeah.
also a glamour shot.
We should call ABC and see if we can.
I just want to see if anybody will vote for me. Like, I don't want to be on the show. I just want to see.
Yeah. It. Would people be like, all right, wait a minute. This is a typo or a clerical error. Why is he there?
Yeah, this guy
he doesn't
looks
belong,
kind of
actually.
Thin and wrinkly. Yeah.
Thin and wrinkly.
I think you guys
Hey, I'm
a
thin
hell
wrinkly.
Of a shot. Hell of a shot on The Bachelor.
No, none of those bachelors look like me.
No, some of them do.
No, they don't.
No, there was one that kind of looks like you.
There's no like hipstery Jew boy on there.
I feel like
Wells.
Wells.
Wells is my
spirit
theoretical max.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, I'm Wells.
100%. Have you guys ever dated somebody so crazy that you were willing to fake your own death to get out of the relationship?
I've definitely gone. Two extremes, but not that.
Not that extreme.
No.
What was the most extreme thing you did to get out of a relationship?
You actually killed yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't faking your
I am
and then
a
you
zombie.
Came back.
Yeah.
I moved across the country.
Just to get out of a relationship.
It was like a little bit of everything, but I was like, I'm never going to get out of this relationship if I don't move.
So did you tell her that you were like, we need to break up and I'm moving, or were you fizzling
out? I didn't tell
out?
Her I was moving.
Excuse me?
We had broken up and we were like sort of like getting back together, hooking up every once in a while. And then I was
As
just
you do.
Like, yeah. And then I just moved.
And no, you didn't tell
me. You can't be with me now. I live across the country.
Wow. Yeah. That's so dramatic. I like it. What about you?
No.
What's like the most drastic way you've tried to get rid of a girl? Have you ever ghosted anybody?
No ghosting.
Blocked
I don't believe
a number?
In ghosting. No block. I if anything, I like err on the other side. Like I'm writing really long emails after the second date.
Hey, hope you're well. Okay.
Right. And they're like, we weren't dating. Why are you breaking up with me? Like you don't have to be this polite about it.
Oh, that's sweet.
No,
okay.
It's past sweet back into like mean again.
Oh, it's so sweet that it's passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I like that.
Yeah.
I am the same exact way. I'm like, oh, I hope. But then it becomes like you're placating the other person.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you miss me so much.
Right.
I'm doing so well. Hope
they're
you're
like,
okay.
No, I don't really
Why
think
did you project so many feelings onto me?
They're like, I'm pretty happy that we're not dating. And we're like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Just like, give
exactly.
us some time. Time heals all wounds.
Well, they're already healed. So.
Yeah. You're like, no,
I'm
they're
with
not.
Somebody else. All right.
They're not.
I'm very
you're still
cool.
pretty upset about it. I like to think that all the guys that I've ever dated are still like really obsessed with me. It
oh,
makes me
so nice.
Feel good and I'm like, oh, poor guy. But they're like totally happy, like blissfully like dating a supermodel or something. And I'm like, oh, I bet they think every night before they go to sleep, damn.
I bet they think
the
sometimes.
One that got away.
Don't you always sometimes think of an ex? Like not all the time. Like I don't think I have somebody. I think I just like every once in a while would be like, oh, I wonder. But then not like in a pining or romantic way, but just sort of a curious way.
Yeah, no, totally curious. But my curiosity stems from just like an ego thing and I want them to still be obsessed
oh,
with me.
Oh, it's like, I wonder if they're thinking of me. Not
yes.
like I'm thinking of them.
It's totally self-absorbed. Like I could give a fuck about what they're doing or who they're with. But like I just want to kind of like rekindle. So I'll like send a text like, hey, mm-hmm. like blah, 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 blah. Like hope you're well. But it's just to like... kind of hope that they're like still obsessed with me.
That's fun.
It's super fun. It's,
it's
fucked up as anything, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's very healthy.
Live your life.
Live your dreams. Exactly. You know, they say that if you stay friends with an ex, you are considered kind of like a psychopath.
Really?
And all my friends listening to this, I'm not talking about you because you guys work together. It's totally fine. I can already feel like the text messages like flooding in, flooding in. Yeah, like, why did you say that?
Your fingers are crossing. You're winking throughout that whole last sentence.
I probably am. I mean, it's nothing I haven't said to their faces. But I don't think that you can say friends with an ex because it's just weird.
Well, it depends on how long the relationship was and how long ago it was.
So like, you're still friends with all of your exes is what you're trying to say.
Every single one of them.
Really?
But like, no, I'm not. Okay. But let's say there was like there's a lady that I dated 12 years ago and we were dating for a little bit. Now she's in my friend group still. Like that, I feel like that's completely within
the realms
of time.
No, that's normal. But if you have like no attachments other than the fact then that you guys dated
and then
keep in contact. Right. Like there's actually...
I think it's crazy. I do think it's crazy.
I think it's really weird.
Would you like still have sex with her?
No. We're not still hooking up.
Okay, so...
I would have sex with any of my exes just for fun. Would we be like sort of getting back together?
No, you would definitely. Well, that's why you can't say friends, because if you've already had sex with them, it's like a matter of convenience, which is technically a psychopathic trait. This new study says that women and men. My computer froze, so I can't tell you exactly what it says.
What's the gist?
The gist is okay. So women say the top reason they stay friends with an ex is because of reliability and sentimental value, which is like a little Glenn Close fatal attraction, I think.
It's like keeping an old shirt.
Exactly. It's weird. Throw it out. If you haven't worn it in 3 months.
Especially if the shirt hurt you, you know?
Especially if like the shirt has loose threads that are like knives that are stabbing you while you wear it. You need to fucking get rid of it. And men say that the main reason they stay friends with an ex is because of sexual access and pragmatism. I don't know what that word
pragmatism?
Means. Pragmatism. What does that mean?
Sort of like thinking logically, not wanting to take a huge risk.
Oh, it's probably just like a convenience. Like they don't want to deal with like the whole talk. Like we're not friends. They just kind of do them to keep them,
keep them
happy, placate them.
It's easier to break up. It's easier to not tell someone that you never want to see them again.
Oh, see, I completely disagree. I'm like, I think that's so easy to be like, listen, dude, we're not friends. Don't call me. Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. That sounds great. If a girl said that to me, I would honestly just be like.
Get it, girl.
Thank you. Bravo.
I've said that anytime that I've broken up with someone, I'm like, listen, like, I know you're going to try to do like the whole check-in thing. Like, oh, how are you? Like, let's get lunch. Like, I don't want to get lunch. I don't want to have coffee. I don't want you to text me. I don't want you to call me. This isn't being passive aggressive. This isn't a test. Literally blocking you, calling Verizon, blocking you. Please don't speak to me for 8 months.
I think that's...
After that, I would like to get dinner. I would like to get coffee. We should
and
hook
we
up
should
just
rekindle.
A little bit.
If you dated for like more than 2 years, I think you can. I think you do. After you break up, a month off dinner, a month off lunch, a month off coffee.
Ooh.
Then the end.
And then bye forever. Goodbye forever.
The
goodbye,
away.
Felicia, forever.
Wow. See,
dinner, lunch, coffee.
That's actually smart. I like that. I had a boyfriend for 4 years, but we were like really young and we grew up together. So I knew him since I was like 5 years old and we were best friends. Then we started dating. Then we like didn't speak because I literally told him not to contact me for months. I was like, and I was the one that ended things.
Right.
But I didn't want to talk. Like it was weird and I needed a clean break.
Where was this?
What do you mean? Like,
where did you grow up? Where did you meet him?
In LA.
Okay.
And then we went to college together.
Where?
We went to San Luis Obispo and then I left.
Slow.
Yeah. And that's when I dumped him.
Hell yeah. Slow.
It was like it was kind of a mutual dumping. Like he forced me to dump him. He like went off the radar for 2 days, like didn't speak to me for 2 days.
Right. Oh.
So that's
sort of like a guy coward thing to do.
Totally.
It's like,
so
we want to break up, but we don't want to be a bad guy. So we be a really bad guy. So the only logical thing is to break
ghost.
Up with us. And then like,
you break up with me. Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Sure,
yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah, you're
be
right.
Together.
We should break up. And then it's.
It's like the most passive aggressive way of dumping someone because I'm like, I mean, was he just like not going to speak to me ever again? Like, what the fuck
cowardice.
Was happening? That's... Doug Shumway, you're welcome. But anyways, no, now we're friends. And like he came into town over the holidays and my fiance was in London. And I went out with him. We got drinks. And it was,
did
like,
you tell your fiance?
Totally.
And he's like, wow. Whatever, go for it.
Your fiance sounds, I've been like, I'm as chill as your fiance up until this part. And now I'm
we
all right,
so...
I'm not that chill.
No,
you know, he's in London. I'm still hooking, hanging out, getting dinner, drinks.
Still have feelings for this Shumway character.
Yeah, we're like salsa dancing. It's chill or whatever.
No, it's been like 5 years. It's been 5 years. I grew up with the guy, for fuck's sake. You know?
Hey, you don't have to convince us. I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But, and everyone thought it was so weird because we went to
I think it's weird.
Is it weird?
A little.
And I kept saying, and I'm so awkward that I kept making jokes. I'm like, listen, Doug, I know it's probably really hard for you to see me so happy in a blissful relationship. And if you want to get back together and that's why you called to hang out, like, it's not going to happen, dude. Like, but he got it. He got the sense of humor.
Did you, when you told your fiance, did you ask for permission or you told him that you were going to do it?
No, I told him, like, as I just told him.
Like, oh, Doug's in town. I'm going to hang out
well,
with
no,
him.
They've all met. Everyone's met.
Right, right.
So it's like
you
not
called
weird.
Him and you said, me and Doug are getting dinner tonight.
We didn't get dinner.
Did you, what did you do?
We just went.
We
like,
just fucked.
We went with a group. All of our friends from high school like had a party, and we all went.
Got it.
But oh, okay. it wasn't like
he didn't like you take you out on a date.
No, we didn't go to like an al fresco like candlelit fucking dinner.
That sounds really nice, actually. Yeah. I think Doug would be. You know, Doug cooks.
Yeah. So like, can he just?
Doug is the best.
Is
cook.
It crazy if I just make you a meal? Oh, it's your favorite lasagna. Maybe this red wine you talked about in 1999, and I
yeah,
just never
I bought
forgot.
A reserve bottle yeah. flown in from Napa, and then we're going on a helicopter.
San Luis Obispo lacrosse shorts.
Yeah. Oh, remember when you gave me these?
Just like old times.
He's like wearing the shirt I bought for him in like senior year of high school.
Where's your dude in London? God, if I was with you, I would never fucking leave the country.
He travels so much, doesn't he? His work sort of a top priority.
You need someone who's here for you.
Oh my God, this is giving Doug way too much credit. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this. Okay, so let's plug your show once again. Tell everyone where they can go find it.
Vimeo.com/lonelyandhorny. Or lonelyandhorny.com.
Is that A-N-D or is it the and sign?
It's not an ampersand. It is an A-N-D.
Okay, good.
We
just
didn't cut
clarify.
Any corners on this new show.
Can excellent. You have ampersands and URLs?
No. Oh, yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, just really? Asking. Just wondering, guys. Just trying to make this as easy as possible. Lonely and horny.
Everybody's forgotten the URL. Yeah. I'm just Googling ampersands.
Lonely and horny. Lonely and horny. That sticks. You know what I mean?
Thank you. And check it out. Let us know what you think. Jake and I are on Twitter and Snapchat. You snapping?
Oh, I snap.
Oh, yeah.
I snap hard, yeah. I'm very into Snapchat.
Yeah, we're into
But I'm
it
not
too.
One of those annoying fucking girls that's just like doing the puppy
no,
every day.
No, of course not.
There is a lot of puppies out there.
I swear to God, if I see one more bitch looking into the camera doing the puppy thing, I'm going to fucking blow my brains out. I can't do it.
It's kind of crazy.
It's too self-indulgent.
You know what? I think any girl who's like who does that just needs to use their guy friend's dating app for like an hour and swipe through and see how every single person's profile is that puppy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ew,
and
why?
They will be like, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
I gotta stop.
Yeah.
It's too much. I mean, we get it if you have your makeup done and your hair looks really good and you're like trying to be relatable. So you're like, oh my God, look, I have dog ears. Look,
yeah,
I'm a bunny.
Yeah.
No, stop. It's weird.
Sorry. I do the puppy thing sometimes, actually.
But like, how many times?
If my makeup's really good.
If your contour's on fleek.
No, my contour's on fleek. I gotta remember.
Then
that.
You pop it out. Okay, guys, everyone go. It's such a nightmare. Everyone go watch Lonely and Horny, and please follow them and me at Jackie Schimmel everywhere. See you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.